the revelation of the book Revelation, part 73. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, I'm thinking about the book, The Two Keys to the Book of Revelation, which is the handbook for this study. It is an A4 book. It's actually two A4 books together. They are just on the 800 pages. It's so thick that we have to bind them in two books because they're too heavy to be used as a study book. It's just too heavy. So you can contact me. My WhatsApp number is international for South Africa. The code is +27 0722 367 124, or just go to my website https://yahvah.co.za, as you can see right on the top here. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you're so very, very welcome. Please go to part one, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that we're currently busy with, as well as our TikTok messages. Send this link and contacts to your friends and family. Circulate this video. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible or a restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible. The restoration, which is the one of 1860, which was done by Dr. Joseph Leon Rotterdam, pen and notepad ready. I trust that this study will be a blessing unto you in the name of Yahushua, the name above any other name. Hallelujah. We are continue where we left off last week. The time of the Gentiles. Hallelujah. The time of the Gentiles have started nearly 2,000 years ago when Yahushua stopped at the well speaking to the Samaritan or the Gentile woman, offering her the water of life. Hallelujah. According to John 4 verse 9, you can read it. Yahushua's ministry was 3 years, you know by now, 2 years only to the nation of Israel. He said, do not feed the bread to the little dogs. Who's the little dogs? It was the Gentiles. The bread of life. Hallelujah. And then they would not accept Yahushua as the Messiah, Redeemer and King. And then Father turned Yahushua's ministry in the last year, the third year of his ministry. 2 years have passed ministering to Israel. Now he's ministering to the Gentiles. John 4 verse 9. He asked the woman, give me water and I shall give you water. A fountain of living water will spring from within into eternity. Hallelujah. He offered her the water of life. And from that day, it was exactly a year before the crucifixion, until today, in 2026, excuse me. It's a late night in the studio here, and it's a bit, we have the transition of the seasons, so it's a bit cool. So just bear with it. It's natural. So what does he do? He offers the waters of life, eternal life. This is known as the dispensation of grace. Until today, we live in the dispensation of grace. And grace has a name. His name is Yahushua. Hallelujah. When will the dispensation of grace come to its end? What do you say? The day that the Roman Catholic Pope, the peacemaker of this world, will break the covenant. Actually, it is the Black Pope, which will break the covenant. He says, who is the Caesar of the Roman Empire? I will make a study of that in English. I'm currently busy with it in Afrikaans. He says, when the peacemaker of this world will break the final covenant, according to the Greek diagram. So what will happen when the covenant is broken 7 years, point A, point B, point C, point A, point B, point C. 7 years, 2,520 days, it's 84 months, and also the middle of it is 3.5 years, 3.5 years makes 7 years. 2,520 is 1,260, 1,260. 42 months, 42 months, time and half a time is half time. 3.5 years, 3.5 years. The middle of it, according to Daniel 9:27, he shall break the covenant, he says, and the sacrifice shall cease. The great tribulation has to start when the sacrifice, when the covenant was made. No, it will cease when the offering will stop to exist. Then the great tribulation will start to exist. The bride and the Ruach HaKodesh will be drawn into heaven. So that moment that the coming of Yahashua, the Parousia in Greek, will happen, then the time of the Gentiles will be fulfilled. We are living today. The last 2,020 years, we're living in the time of the Gentiles. Gentiles is coming to repentance. The Bible says those that have been no family, those that have been no nation, are now part of the bride of Yahashua. Understanding the above information and figurative speech, we will now study the following scripture. Yahashua was about to restore his kingdom on earth. Did you know that? Did you know that? When reading the New Testament scripture, you must understand that the scripture is actually the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecy according to Zechariah 9 verse 9. Make a note. First read Zechariah 9 verse 9. Then Matthew 21 verse 5. Matthew 21 verse 5 is the fulfillment of the prophecy of Zechariah 9 verse 9. It says in Matthew 21 verse 5, tell ye the daughters of Sion, behold, Sion is Israel, thy king cometh unto thee, thy king, Savior, Redeemer, meek and sitting upon an ass, and a colt, the foal of an ass. When Yahashua was riding on this ass towards Jerusalem, what has happened? People were worshipping him. Palm trees, branches. They were eating, shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna, to him who's coming in the name of Yahweh. Alright, let's understanding the meaning of this scripture. I'm just going to read verse 5 again. Tell ye the daughters of Sion, behold, Sion is Israel. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek and sitting upon the ass, and a colt the foal of his ass. Understanding the meaning of the scripture, we need to know that on this day, Israel through Yahweh Almighty was going to restore the Jewish nation according to Zechariah 9 verse 9 and onwards. Because the people spread the garments and branches of palm trees on the road in front of Yahashua riding on an ass. This was a sign of the respect showing to a king, the Messiah of the nation of Israel. After this incident, Yahashua preached unto the kingdom not to build with hands. Immediate after this time that happened, he changed his mission. He changed his preaching. Preaching of a kingdom not built with hands. Let's read Ephesians 6 verse 12. Ephesians 6 verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, even we today, in 2026, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. If we can get tangled up, we can test our strength. But the Bible says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against the powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Where are they? Are they in the air, in the sky? No. They're here. My soul's dimension. This is where the battle occurs every day. And this is where we win the battle or we lose the battle. After reading the scripture, we as part of the bride of Yahushua know that Apostle Paul is also speaking to us in this 21st century. We know that Lucifer, the one third of heaven's angels, were cast from heaven. He became Satan. And became, why? After he became proud. These fallen angels have lost their heavenly glory and became evil spirits or demons. Satan, the father of lies, has become their father, their leader. With this in mind, we will now study the scripture. Now he says, "Aye, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood." Why? Because they are evil and is demonic spirits. We as part of the bride of Yahushua are the main target of these evil spirits. These evil spirits does not consist of flesh and blood. No. B. But against principalities. Therefore we wrestle against principalities, spirits, against power. We wrestle against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Therefore we wrestle against the rulers of the darkness, against spiritual wickedness, Satan's in high places. Therefore we wrestle against spiritual wickedness in places. For the bride of Yahushua, I have to answer for all of these above. The word of Yahweh our Elohim declares, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Listen, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We don't do arm wrestling. This then is a simple battle which Yahushua have already won on the cross of Golgotha 2,000 years ago. How wonderful is that? We don't need to go and die on a cross. The word says, be holy as I am holy. He has declared Satan. He has unveiled him. He set him in front of us to see him naked. All we as part of the bride of Yahushua need to do is walk in holiness. He says, be holy, for I am holy. These principalities and powers have been conquered by the blood of Yahushua through his death, burial and resurrection. As Paul explains, we walk not by sight, by faith in Yahushua. Hallelujah! We don't build on what we see. We build on what we experience in the Spirit. Hallelujah! Knowing that Yahushua has already conquered Satan. The ruler, principality, evil spirits of this world from high places have all been overcome on the cross at Golgotha's heels. The day Yahushua died for our sins. The bride of Yahushua, 1 John 4 verse 4. Ye are of Yahweh our Elohim, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Now this scripture refers to the bride of Yahushua. You are Yahweh our Elohim, little children. We are what? We are the creator of heaven and earth's little children. And as a father, when somebody is aggravating your small child, your little children, immediately you will be on your 2 feet and you will do what is necessary. Not for your child to be offended. You are of Yahweh, your Elohim, little children. Apostle John refers to the bride of Yahushua as little children. Why? Because we can never depend upon ourselves. Hallelujah. We are dependable upon the power of Yahweh through Yahushua and the Ruach HaKodesh. No, we are like little children. We are not little children. In the spirit, we are giants through the resurrection power of Yahushua. We are dependable upon the Ruach HaKodesh to lead and to guide us every day of our lives. How wonderful. And have overcome them as part of the bride of Yahushua through His blood. We have overcome every evil spirit in the world. Why? Because greater is He that is in you, who lives within us. The Ruach HaKodesh. Yahweh El Elohim and Yahushua. Hallelujah. That He, that Satan that is in the world, that is an assurance to know that Yahweh O Elim, through the blood of Yahushua, has redeemed us from sin. Now we are the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh because they live in us. The Bible says He does not live in temples made with hands. Churches and synagogues and cathedrals and you can stadiums and you can name it what you like. He says your bodies is the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh. The spiritual struggles will range until Yahushua appears to take His bride home. That is when He will appear on the clouds at the end of Revelation 3:22, when the parousia will occur, the coming of Yahushua for His bride. Oh, what a day that's going to be. It's very important to always remember what will happen in the middle of the week when the final covenant is broken by the Roman Catholic Pope. Daniel 9:27, and he, that's the Roman Catholic Pope, shall confirm the covenant with many, the nation of Israel, for 1 week, 7 years, and in the midst or the middle of the week, or the 3.5 years, or of the 7 years, which is 3.5 years. That's Daniel 9:27. Do we have it? It's A, covenant formed. B, end of the 7 year period, 2,520 days, 7 years, 84 months. The final week of Daniel's 70 weeks. I have this on a diagram, which I'm showing you, that can fit on your cell phone, which is made in a professional way. Should you require to have it, all you need to do is send me a WhatsApp. Say, Prof, just send me the timeline diagram, free of charge. So what do we have? A, form of covenant. B, the end of the covenant, the middle of the covenant. Now people like Pastor John Hagee says, oh, when the covenant is formed, that is when this is when the great tribulation will start. No. It's not. The Bible says the first 3.5 years is a time of false peace. Why? 1 Thessalonians 2:1-17 says that He will sit in the temple presenting Himself as God, offering unto Israel office. In the great tribulation? No. Time of false peace. As the bride, we are on earth, we know. But when the covenant will be broken, when the Bible actually says, you must actually read Daniel 12:11. This is what Pastor Hagee and the other guys miss. They can't even read. What does Daniel 12:11 says? He says, and when the sacrifice is ceased to exist, this 3.5 years, he says, then it will be abomination upon desolate, great tribulation. And from where the covenant is broken, the first time or period, Daniel 12:11, 1,290 days. So now suddenly we have a problem. Because if you have 1,260 days plus 1,290 days, you are 30 days over. But if you shorten this period from where the covenant is made to where it's broken with 30 days, then this will be 1,230 days plus Daniel 12 verse 11, 1290 days, because you can't change it. You must come to the final covenant week, which is 2520 days. But all these churches and these massive preachers, they can't even allow themselves just to read the scripture because it doesn't align with the Roman Catholic theology and dogma. You see, what does Father Jaffa do? He shortens the time of false peace. 1290 days plus the 1230 days. The 260 days has been shortened with 30 days. This has been added to Daniel 12 verse 11, 1290 days, because this is also supposed to be 1260 days, but there's an extra 30 days. So there's still 1230, 1290, still give me 2520 days. But the great tribulation starts when the bride is taken away, at the end of Revelation 3:22. Why on the end of Revelation 3:22? That is when the time of grace, the dispensation of grace, will end. Because in Revelation 4 verse 1, Apostle John says, "Behold, I saw open door." And after this, I saw open door. Why is the door open in heaven? That's where the bride and the bridegroom went in, and the Ruach HaKodesh. According to 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 1 to 17, the Ruach HaKodesh and the Antichrist can't function together on earth at the same time. So that's when it's drawn away with the bride. The grace, the door of grace will be shut, and then the great tribulation will start. Now the problem is, so the whole great tribulation, which is supposed to be 7 years, is now only 1290 days. This is where the people do not understand the scripture. Daniel 12 verse 12 says, add 1335 days. 1335 days. Together, 2625 days. I take all this from my memory. 2625 days. 7 years and 105 days. You see, that's why, like Pastor Haggie, they've got to say, when the covenant is formed, the great tribulation will start. Because they don't know what to do with Daniel 12 verse 11, 1290 days, and Daniel 12 verse 12, 1335 days, 2625 days. There you have 7 years and 105 days great tribulation. Because this first 1230 days for a time of false peace. And that's why it is so important to get my book, The True Keys to the Book of Revelation, which is an A4 book, nearly 800 pages, with easy diagrams, straight lines, that explains everything in a child-like manner. So we know that the covenant will be broken in, not in the middle of the week, not in the middle of the week, but 30 days earlier. Now why does Father Jaffa move the middle of the week to my left hand side, your right hand side, with 30 days? Why? Because the human race is a funny thing. People knows the Bible, especially church people. They know the Bible. They know Daniel 9:27 says that he will form a covenant for 7 years. And in the middle of the week, the covenant will be broken. So the middle week, 1260 days. So what do? They're very clever. The moment that the covenant is formed and the Pope will go and sit in the temple, sacrificing on behalf of Israel, then they will start counting 1260 days. So they will live in sin and they will do what they like to do till about, say, 10 days before or 20 days before the time as fulfilled. But you know what? Father Jaffa, I'm going to say it with respect, is not stupid. So he moved the goalposts, shortened the time of false peace with 30 days. So these guys that live in sin and think they're going to bluff Jaffa 10 days before the coming is not a rapture, the coming. There's a difference between coming and rapture. The coming is for the bride. the parousia in Greek. So what will happen when he comes for his bride? He's going to surprise them, because they will repent 10 days before the time is fulfilled, and then he's already come earlier, 30 days earlier. Well, in their term, then 20 days earlier, the coming has occurred, so they've been left behind. How easy is that to understand? The time is shortened to cut out the wise guys, the thing that they can bluff, the Holy Spirit, Yahweh and Yahushua. But the bride doesn't even worry about these timelines. Why? Because we live in holiness every day of our lives. Now it says 1 Corinthians 15, verse 51 to 58. He says, "Behold, I show you a mystery." What is a mystery? If I take this and I put my hand underneath this cloth, and I will ask you how many fingers am I showing, you will not know. Why? Because it's a mystery. You can guess anything between 1 and 5. And you open it, then I'm showing you 2. So this cloth is a mystery. It's covering this which is underneath the cloth is a mystery. But the moment that I open it and I show these 3 or 5, is no more a mystery. It's known. It becomes general knowledge. Now Apostle Paul says, 1 Corinthians 15, 51 to 58, "Behold, I show you a mystery," speaking to the bride. "We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed." Hallelujah. "Behold, I show you a mystery." Apostle Paul explains that this scripture is a mystery. Now, I've explained what is a mystery. It's something that is sealed up. Something that is covered up. Something that is not understandable. Something which is not known. That is a mystery. The Bible has got a couple of mysteries which the bride must know of before the coming of Yahushua, the parousia, can occur. Why? Because a bride and a bridegroom, if they want problems in their marriage, they must have mysteries and they must have secrets before they get married. Not disclosing their secrets and their mysteries to one another. Let me read. "Behold, I show you a mystery." That's A. As Apostle Paul explains that this scripture is a mystery. What is a mystery? Everything that is unknown or sealed or called a mystery. The same happened when the archangel Michael brought Daniel the revelation of the end time. Listen to this. "And Yahweh Almighty instructed the angel to seal it up, make it a mystery, until the end of time when he will reveal it through his service." Now, where do you get that information? Go to Daniel 12, chapter 12, verse 1, and read it up to verse 13. Think of there, verse 4 and verse 6, 7. You can just find it there. He says to the angel Michael, "Seal it up until the end of time." People will try to understand it. People will seek for the knowledge, but they will not find it. Why? Because the word says that Yahweh reveals himself unto whom he will. And that's why that book, the two keys to the book of Revelation, which is nearly 800 pages, 35 years of my life plus is in that book of research and studies. It's basically my life. It's equivalent, it's not known in the world. Because how many people can explain this mystery which is sealed up? And it's not the whole book of Daniel that's sealed up, which is a mystery. No, you can read from Daniel 1 to Daniel 11. You can read everything and understand it easy. But Daniel chapter 12 is the secret. I want you to take your Bible and make a study. Read it slowly, every verse, every word, every line. Make notes of it. Especially when you come to Daniel, well, it will say, it will show you there that it is sealed. Especially when you get to Daniel 12:11 and Daniel 12:12. Apostle Paul now explains the mystery according to 1 Corinthians 15, verse 51 to 58, when he states that we shall not all sleep, meaning that we as the bride of Yahushua shall not all die, but we as the bride of Yahushua shall all be changed. When? Verse 52. In a moment, that is when the end of grace will occur, at the end of Revelation 3, verse 22. I've asked thousands of pastors and hundreds of doctors, professors, tell me, how does the dispensation of grace ends? No, they don't know. Easy. When the coming of Yahushua occurs for his bride, that is when the time of grace will end. Because seconds after that, the great tribulation will start to occur, where you're going to be forced to take the mark on your right hand and forehead. And that's where you will have Revelation 6 verse 9, where a couple of people's heads are going to be cut off because not accepting the mark on their right hand and forehead. Now what I'm going to do, because of time that caught up with us, I'm going to stop right here. But you have got homework. You've got to take Daniel 12 verse 1 to 13. Read it through. Make your notes. And find how that this word just fall opens to you. You're going to be amazed. Ask Yahweh to open your eyes to see and understand the revelation word. Spread this message to your friends and family, everyone that's dear to you. And if you have a question, please contact me at my WhatsApp number or my email, as you can see here. Till next week, if his Father's will. Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.